The "it's not always going to be like this" excuse.
Dear Greg, I am dating a guy in medical school. He's overworked, overtired, and gets angry easily. He yells at me when I wake him up by mistake, and he recently screamed at me because he felt I was bothering him when he was in the middle of studying for some big exam. The thing is, I know that this is just temporary because he's in medical school. He wasn't like this in the beginning when he just started dating and he hadn't started school yet. He was really sweet and thoughtful. And every once in a while, he'll feel bad and apologize and tell me how much pressure he's under. I know the real guy is going to come back, Greg. Signed, Denise. P.S. Besides, I always wanted to marry a doctor.
Dear old Yeller, I don't care if he's studying to become the next Messiah. There is no reason to yell at anyone ever unless you're screaming, "Look out for that bus!" And it's not temporary. People who yell are people with anger issues who need help. People who yell are people who think that they're entitled to yell. Hey, Hot Stuff, do you want to be that couple? You know, that couple where the guy yells at his wife all the time? Even better, do you want him to be that dad? I didn't think so. Don't wait around for Mr. Hyde to turn back to Dr. Jekyll. Go meet a man who really knows what it means to take care of people. Regards, Greg.
The "it's behind closed doors that counts" excuse.
Dear Greg, I love my boyfriend. We live together and he is really good to me. He takes me on expensive vacations and buys me really lovely, thoughtful presents. I feel very secure with him. My friends are kind of not into him because he happens to make fun of me a little when we're out together. He makes fun of the fact that I didn't go to an Ivy League college and likes to point out when I say something grammatically incorrect or when I get a piece of information wrong. He loves to disagree with me in front of other people and make a big deal about me not knowing as much as I should about current affairs. I don't care. I assume it just comes from insecurity. He's not like that when we're alone, I swear. So why should I care? Isn't it how he treats me when we're alone that counts? Signed, Nina.